Defense is the first act of war. If you tell me that I mean rejecting hard, unkind, unfair, I say, thank you, sweetheart. I can find all these things in my life. I have been everything you say and more. Tell me everything you see, and together we can help me understand. Through you, I come to know myself. Without you, how can I know the places in me that are unkind and invisible? You bring me to myself. So, sweetheart, look into my eyes and tell me again. I want you to give me everything. This is how friends meet. It's called integrity. I am all things. If you see me as unkind, that is an opportunity for me to go inside and look at what appears in my life. Have I ever been unkind? I can find it. Have I ever acted unfairly? That doesn't take me long to acknowledge. If I'm a bit cloudy about it, my children can fill me in. What could anyone call me that I couldn't find at some time in my life? If you say one single thing that I have the urge to defend, that thing is the very pearl waiting inside me to be discovered. When you believe the thought that anyone should love you, that's where the pain begins. I often say, if I had a prayer, it would be, God spare me from the desire for love, approval, or appreciation. Amen. When you start to find genuine love, the ways you used to manipulate people to get what you thought was love suddenly become clear and obvious. You might expect this to be embarrassing. In fact, it's often funny, and you find that it's easy to forgive yourself for your own humanity. You realize that the old ways of seeking approval were just a misunderstanding that has been cleared up now, and you are grateful for that. I sent out an email asking how inquiry had worked for people. The replies kept coming in, 500 pages of them. As I read, I was moved by how much people had suffered in so many different ways and by the delight they took in waking up from the dream of what they thought was happening in their lives and seeing what was really happening. Inquiry seemed like a magic realm that they could come home to after a long, amazing journey. A house where they could sit around the fire telling tales of danger overcome and laughing with old friends. When you don't believe your stressful thoughts, all that's left are love, laughter, and gratitude. The following is one of the many responses we received.
Standing at the ferry terminal, my example of inquiry is pretty simple, but it helped me remove a block in my relationships with other people that has been around for over 30 years. I'm a working husband and support my wife and extended family. Every day, my wife drops me at the ferry terminal and picks me up in the evening when I come back from the city. Some evenings, she is late, and a few times, particularly when she was working for a dance company, she was very late or completely forgot me because she was engrossed in what she was doing. I hated it when that happened. I felt like she didn't love me, didn't appreciate the shit I deal with on a daily basis to support the family, while she works at what she loves doing. She doesn't get well paid for it either, so now I am supporting the dance company as well. I would call her to find out where she was. She'd realize she had forgotten me. She'd apologize. I'd get furious with her because I felt her part-time, low-level, practically unpaid work was more important to her than I was. Then I discovered the work. One day I asked myself, is it true that because she's late, she doesn't love me? I couldn't say that it was true. I asked myself, can I absolutely know whether it's true that she doesn't love me because she doesn't remember to pick me up on time? I can't know that. I asked myself, who would I be without the thought that she doesn't love me? I'd be a much happier person. Duh. I realized daily that she does love me. I realized that it was my thoughts about being left behind when everyone else from the ferry was being picked up or walking home that were making me angry and upset. Without these thoughts, I didn't have a problem. I explained this to my wife, and she just laughed at me, but said if it worked, then she was happy. And it did work, and I didn't feel like swearing at her at the end of the day. I didn't take inquiry on this issue any further at the time. Several months later, my brother came to stay with us. One day, we were talking about things, and I told him how I used to get upset when my wife was late and about the realization I'd had. He asked me if I remembered what happened to us as children, and I couldn't remember. It turns out that my mother and father both used to forget to pick us up from school, and the same thing happened later when we had our first jobs as fledgling adults. I had blocked this from my mind, but when he reminded me, the memories flooded back. I used to feel awful at being the last kid to be picked up or having to walk home. Often the excuse was, I was busy at work. My parents had their own business. Sometimes there was no excuse, not even an apology. As soon as I remembered this, my other revelation hit me with renewed force about my wife loving me and not being uncaring when she failed to pick me up. The thoughts that had made me angry were just thoughts. They had nothing to do with my wife. That was the beginning of my use of inquiry on a daily basis. It makes me saner and more likely to accept the stuff that happens rather than make it personal. It's not a great spiritual awakening, and I'm not a saint unruffled by daily life, but I have an amazing tool now that I can use in any stressful situation. I still get upset, but I never have to stay upset ever again.